Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, June the 18th, 2025. 14 minutes past the hour. A very humid, hazy middle of the week here in June. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Again, phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We always enjoy hearing from the listening audience we have out there. Do want to let people know again that Marion's Grammy winner and Marion native, I should say, Marion native and Grammy winner, Bobby Floyd and friends will be at the May Pavilion at the Palace Theater this coming Saturday, June the 21st. Entertainment at 6:30. Doors open at 6 p.m. Silent auction, 50-50 drawing. General admission is $35. Pre-sale only. Hosted by Janice Rogers, featuring artist LaCosta Mays and comedian Cameron Steele. And we also should mention that the premier sponsor of this event is Ohio Health. Bronze sponsors, OSUM, United Way, Graphic Packaging, Arbet, Tri-Rivers. You can get tickets online, or you can call the Palace box office Thursday or Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 740-383-2101. That's 740-383-2101. Bobby Floyd, Marion's only Grammy winner, Marion native, back here performing this coming Saturday at 6:30 p.m. at the Palace. Not going to want to miss that. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We certainly went around the bush this morning, covered the waterfront, as they say, when it comes to several events. Certainly the first discussion point this morning was the big documentary last night, Surviving Ohio State, which aired on HBO. The documentary film explored the Ohio State University abuse scandal based upon the 2020 Sports Illustrated article, Why Aren't More People Talking About the Ohio State Sex Abuse Scandal? Well, I guess that's the question on the whole, isn't it? I mean, I guess that's really what we're talking about here. Why aren't more people talking about it? Since 2018, when the story broke. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody want to weigh in on the interview we did with Rocky Ratliff yesterday about this? Or did anybody watch the documentary last night and take away something that was of great interest to them? Also, what else is going on in the last week? Well, we had the No Kings rally in town on Saturday. You know, I believe from the people that I've talked to that a lot of people with that group are energized. I don't know what that means for the Democratic Party in Marion. I don't know what that means on the long haul, but a lot of people seem energized by the turnout Saturday for the No Kings rally downtown Marion at the courthouse. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Well, we have the Chuck Spielman letter now. It's being read on the news. It's on the website. Chuck Spielman retired. Basically alluding that his retirement was because of what had went on with him back in May in regard to alcohol. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Oh, yes.
What was that turnout with no kings allowed?
300 in that neighborhood.
300.
Yeah.
Now, you know, does that mean they only allow queens?
I don't think they like kings or queens.
DEI. Come on now, DEI.
I was...
Kings, maybe queens are allowed to be there. Like Dr. Strauss, I think, could be called a queen or chicken hawk, I guess.
I'm not sure. I was just surprised because I went to cover one of the rally. I think it was the first rally back in April. And they had a pretty good turnout back in April. And I thought, well, in Marion, Ohio, about 150 to 200 people, that's probably what you can draw. And then I saw the 300 that turned out on Saturday. And I thought, well, it's getting bigger and it's growing.
Do you think... they're all local?
I'm not for sure, but yeah, I think so.
Well, what is it they have a problem with?
They did not like the military parade being the money being spent on the military parade on President Trump's birthday. They don't like the policies of the president. That's basically what was on a lot of the signs. So I think that was the gist of it.
It sounds like there's still a bunch of sore losers that they'll bitch, moan, and groan about everything and anything unless it's their own agenda. You know, when you have to give something up to get something. That's all there is to it. And I don't know what these people... I mean, was there a lead speaker? Are they that organized, or is it just a bunch of people wanting to stand up and promote anarchy? At least we didn't have any fires or anything like that, right?
Yeah, no, there was no violence. There was a moment where, what had happened was I was down there and I started off across the street because it was very loud, 300 people. And I did not think, it was going to be hard to hear doing an interview. So I started doing some interviews across the street and then I decided to go over into the group and see how that worked as far as doing interviews. And when I was over there, there was a guy who was sitting on the flower bed, and he said, hey, I'm not against Trump, I'm for Trump. So I ended up doing the interview with him, and he said his friends were coming, which ended up being, I think, three or four people. And they tried to, you know, do their thing. There was no violence, thank goodness. Chief McDonald was there. Sheriff Bales was there. But, it was an interesting moment.
Did you notice any of them have ever been at city council?
A few of them, yes.
And, geez, doesn't it kind of make sense to get your point across for everybody en masse to go to city council and talk in a civilized, constructive manner?
Well, I'm not sure that this was necessarily about local politics. I think partially it was about local politics, but I don't think that was the overwhelming arch of Saturday.
Well, if that's the case, shouldn't they be marching in Washington, D.C. and protesting there and not here?
Well, I think there were protests all over the country, and I think the idea was saying we are not happy with this in any part of the country.
Well, I can only point to Patty Chayefsky's The Network, or just, Network, where I believe it was Peter Finch character said, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, you know?
Well, I'm fascinated by the whole thing because in a county where the Democrats can only get two candidates to run this coming election in a county that was overwhelmingly won by President Trump, near 70%, just, what, 5-6 months ago, that you could get 300 people on a Saturday to turn out downtown, stay for 2 hours, and protest this. So it tells me that there are things that have happened in this administration that they're not happy with. I don't remember that in Marion, Ohio, under the first Trump administration. I don't remember things like that happening. And I think it's the policies. I don't think it has anything to do with winning or losing an election. I think it has to do with policies.
So these people apparently want a bunch of miscreants running around, raping, killing, and cutting ahead in line of the true, sincere people who seek asylum and want to live in the United States and have a better life. That's just amazing that these people are against orderliness and protocol.
Well, I think the protocol is exactly what they want. I think that a lot of signs down there, we're talking about fascism. I think they don't like that court orders are being ignored. I think they don't like that Supreme Court orders are being ignored. I think they don't like that people are being shipped out of the country who are not criminals. I don't think anybody has a problem with the criminals being shipped out. I think it's the people who are not criminals being shipped out. I think that's a problem with people. I think that is what the essence of the protest was. If you look at the signs.
Well, you look at the signs. You know, if you were to interview each one of those carrying the sign and you ask them what's your beef? I would be curious to see how many of them could articulate in a cogent manner what their beef is.
Well, everybody I talked to on Saturday did. I mean, we had an 18-year-old down there, Jackson Shipley. He basically talked about he did not want the country, he did not want the Department of Education to be taken away. He wants to be an educator. He feels that's a
okay.
big...
Okay. Right there. Some common sense. Government, the Department of Education, ever since Jimmy Carter created it, it's horrible. Doesn't it make more sense that that power is given back to the states?
Well, the problem is...
They can set their own curriculum.
I don't think the curriculum is the big fight there. I think it's the grant money that comes from the federal government for after-school programs, lunches, programs for kids who are mentally handicapped.
Who says that has to go away?
Well, if you get rid of the Department of Education, where's it come from?
Well, it should come from Health and Human Services under the bailiwick of JFK Jr. Why should education...
Well, why don't they say that then? Why don't they say that? Why don't they say these programs are not going away, they're going to go to Health and Human Services?
Who's they?
The administration.
Administration. Well, brings a good point to failure to communicate. They need to communicate, hey, you're not going to lose this. We're shifting to a more efficient method of this. Things don't necessarily belong in this part of the administration, they belong in another part of the administration, etc.
And I think a lot of people are also upset about the bill that's in the Senate right now that does have cuts to Medicaid in it, people losing their insurance. I think there's some people upset about that.
Well, they may have to go and requalify all over again, which, you know, for those people that have had all of these benefits courtesy of the taxpayer, hey, it's not going to be that long of a lapse in whatever you're receiving, and you get reinstated, and if you're a bona fide recipient, you will get the necessary things that you need.
I'm pretty sure with those programs that you do have to requalify every year or half a year or something like that. I don't think qualification. I think if you take money away from the program, I don't know how you're going to cover the same amount of people.
Well, you're not necessarily going to cover the same amount of people, because there have been generations taking advantage of the whole program at the expense of those who work their asses off just to make ends meet and meet their own bills.
Well, and also I ran into a lady down there.
Here's a for instance, and I was tickled to death when I heard this from RFK Jr.'s administration, and you've seen it, the first of the month, these people who load up their shopping carts, and they have Pepsi, Coke, etc., straddled on the tops of the shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they can't get enough of this stuff. And you'd be hard-pressed to see them even consider drinking water. All of that stuff, with that kind of intensity and continued drinking, that's poisonous. It will kill you in the end, you know? So those are some of the things that are being taken away that, hey, you can't get this garbage anymore.
Well, I think the problem has always been with that, my understanding, is obviously, here's the issue. If you go in and buy fruits and vegetables, and you go in and you buy healthy meals, it is going to be a lot more expensive than potato chips and cupcakes and things of that nature. And also, if you have kids, and they're packing lunches for whatever reason, and their friends have cupcakes, and you throw a carrot in there, I think it's the telling people what they can and cannot buy. And, I mean, there are some restrictions on this program. You can't buy alcohol with it. You can't buy anything that's pre-made, which I think's interesting. You can't go to a restaurant and do it.
That's why these people need to learn all of those packaged food items, dinners, etc. Read the bloody labels. Some are in excess of 50% sodium.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, with those meals,
it needs to be fresh. People need to stop being so damn lazy.
Yeah, but my point is that if you are on the food card, and you obviously have a certain amount of money that you can use for food every month, is it going to cost you more to buy a pre-made sodium-filled dinner, or is it going to cost you more to buy fresh asparagus and fresh meat and fresh whatever you want to buy? The fresh stuff is going to be almost double in price. And if you're on a fixed financial issue when it comes to your money, of course you're going to go the cheaper route.
See, that's where home economics needs to kick in, and nutrition. You can buy fresh food that will be more filling than stuffing your gut full of empty calories, because you can never satisfy the cravings when you eat all those sugar products. You're always hungry. That's why if you get into fruits, vegetables, and a modicum of prepared foods and fresh meat, it's amazing. It's just a matter of indoctrination. Parents need to take the reins and say, look, we're going to be healthy. This is what you need to do. And by the same token, the schools should start teaching nutrition, home economics in that. And that should be practiced through the cafeterias. Thank God, I don't think they have any more pop machines in the schools anymore, do they?
Oh, they do, yeah.
They do?
Of course they do.
Well, they need to get rid of that, you know. That's insanity. I mean, you get kids hopped up on sugar and caffeine and stuff. It just...
Well, I don't know that that's... Well, I don't know that that's so much for the kids, but I mean, kids have always had the option for chocolate milk. And chocolate milk, if you're a diabetic or anybody else, that's not the healthiest choice in the world.
Well, milk isn't even nutritionally have any value whatsoever, but yet it's there.
But again, talking about Saturday's rally, I think the people that I talked to, and I interviewed 7 or 8 of people while I was down there, the main thrust is about not obeying court orders. It's about not paying attention to the people in their own district. When's the last time Jim Jordan had a town hall? There's another guy from your documentary. Where's old Jim at?
Yeah, it's amazing because the one wrestling referee complained to Hellickson, and Jim Jordan said, hey, you know, the doctor was in there and he took a shower right beside me and bumped into me. I think he said he had an erection, and he finished up, got the hell out of there, told Hellickson and Jordan, and their response, oh, that's just Dr. Strauss. That's just Dr. Strauss. So what the hell does that mean, you know?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out as we go on down the road.
Got to hit the road. So good. Hopefully more people will watch the documentary, chime in, and, you know, let the powers that be know you're mad as hell and you're not going to take it anymore.
We'll see. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 35 minutes past the hour. Well, there we go. There's the, does anybody have a rejoinder or rebuttal to that particular conversation? That's so much surrounding the No Kings rally or protest, whatever you want to call it, this past Saturday in Marion. Now, again, we've also got the letter that Chuck Spielman sent in announcing his retirement, basically saying it was prompted by prior events. We must assume, I would guess, he's talking about the events that happened in May in regard to alcohol. Where does that go? I don't know. The OSU documentary last night on HBO. Did anybody watch that or take any information from the interview we did yesterday with Rocky Ratliff on what happened at Ohio State all those years with all those athletes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have an opinion, let it be heard. That way other people can hear it over the airwaves here. I think that's important. And I think all opinions are welcome. That's kind of the point here. What else do we have? Let's see. We've got the Surviving Ohio State thing. We've got the documentary. We've got the No Kings rally this past weekend. I think that's the majority of what we're talking about here. So again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, as I said yesterday, I felt that being downtown, what was surprising to me about the whole protest, number one, the size of it. Number two, the people who seem to be very pro-Donald Trump seem to be very shook up about it when it was over. And I'm not really sure why that was. I think that's interesting. There were no attacks downtown, which is good. And there was really no counter-protest. I mean, it was 4 or 5 people. I don't know that we call that a counter-protest, but that's what it was. But as soon as the news stories started to go up, and as soon as the videos started to go up from what happened on Saturday, then all of a sudden you seemed to see a lot of backlash from the people who were pro-Donald Trump. And as I've said, they were tacking interesting things. You know, crowd size, they always do that. going after the media. The media is all liberal, going after that. Those are old things. But, you know, they in this case wanted to talk about what's this going to do, what's this mean, so on and so forth. Well, I don't know what any protest has ever done or meant except showing that people don't like what you're doing. And I think that's the whole idea behind the whole thing. You know, that's why it's peaceful. Who knows? But maybe I live on a different planet. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We would be glad to hear from you. There's always something to talk about. That's for sure. You know, I was watching some of the... I haven't had a chance to watch too much this week, but last night I was watching a little bit of the coverage of the... what was it? The Speaker in Minnesota? Speaker of the House? Who was killed on Saturday morning? I mean, goodness gracious. What an awful thing that was. And apparently... this person who did the killing had a whole list of people he wanted to go after. People in Ohio, amongst other states. You know, I don't know. At some point, the things that we call each other, and I talk about this a lot, you know, if we keep calling each other names over and over and over, people who are not necessarily... mentally with it are going to do things that are not good, to say it mildly. And I think gunning down the Speaker of the House in Minnesota is a good example of that. You know, they say it's all politically motivated, gunning her down. What a horrible thing to think that can happen. That this is where we are. And I keep asking, why? Why is this where we are? Why does politics have to be so nasty? Why does it have to be so personal? Can't we just dislike somebody's policies? Hey, if you want to protest, that's fine. As long as nobody gets injured, protesting, fine. Writing letters, fine. Calling your people, your congresspeople, your senators, fine. But I don't know the violence, you know, and we've seen this before. Gabby Gifford, years ago, I believe out in Arizona. The lasting effects of that? I don't understand. I don't know. Anyway, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind. We would love to hear from you. Is there anything good going on in your world? Is anybody working on the gardens? Is anybody enjoying themselves? I don't know. It's so wet and so humid and whatever it is now. I think some days it's very difficult right now for people to enjoy the weather we're in. Summer coming up in just a few days here. Now, I'm going to say summer is Saturday, June the 21st. But I'm sure that the meteorologist... have already decided that it's going to be a different date. I'm sure it's going to come at a certain hour and a certain minute, you know, probably the 20th, 22nd, who knows. They always like to move these things around, which is fine. I'm sure there's some kind of scientific basis in it. I'm not saying that there's not, but I don't know that anybody stops and goes, oh, you know, it's 3:47 a.m. Summer has come. I don't know that there's a lot of that. I'll tell you, the spring was certainly wet. The spring continues to be wet. How many days do we have where it doesn't rain at all? Where are those days? The yard mowing has become almost a needed daily event at this particular point. It's very strange, the weather we're having right now. You know what else is strange? I thought more people would have something to say about the possible $10 allocation of money for the Strongest Town celebration in August. But maybe there's no problem with that, you know? Which is fine. If we have the money and people want to celebrate, I guess there's no problem there. I really don't know what you would say with that particular issue. But again, phone lines are open here. 16 minutes left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody's got anything to say, they are more than welcome to call in. We certainly like to hear from you, the listening audience. What an interesting time to be around. And again, Bobby Floyd coming up at the May Pavilion this coming Saturday, 6:30. I really enjoyed talking to Bobby Floyd the other day. I thought that was great. I think it's so interesting that Marion has had a Grammy winner from here, and so few people seem to know about it. Now, that's history to me. That's easily provable, easily known, but something people don't really talk about for whatever reason. So, that's my take on that one. But it will be here on Saturday at the May Pavilion. Your chance to go here, Marion native and Grammy winner, Bobby Floyd. That can't be a bad thing. All right. Time is running short today. 14 minutes left to go. So if you've had anything you've wanted to say this morning, now would be the time to do it. Again, we've had a litany of subjects today. The No Kings rally from this past Saturday. Chuck Spielman's resignation letter, retirement letter, which we got a hold of. The Strongest Town celebration coming up at Lincoln Park in late August. The Surviving Ohio State documentary that aired on HBO. All these things are fair game today. So this is your shot. 740-383-9944. As I said, kind of a slow morning this morning. Wednesday, midweek. Maybe everybody's kind of in a lull as we're in the middle of the week here in July. You know, kids are out of school now. People's lives slow down a little bit when kids are out of school. Let's take the phone call here and we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
What were you saying about something about $10? I didn't catch that.
Oh, it was Monday night at City Council, it was announced that the Strongest Town celebration is going to take place in August, and a committee Monday voted to send along an allocation of $10,000 to pay for this event coming up in August.
Oh, okay, I didn't know if you were saying there was an admission or something or other.
No, I don't think there's going to be any admission to the event, but It's to pay for the food and things like that. So the city, it'll go to city council, and I'm sure city council will have to vote on it. But I think it's $10,000 from the city, and I think they're trying to get $10,000 from the county.
Okay. And if anything else, any more explosiveness happened at the council, I've been out of the loop.
You know, Monday night was kind of a very slow night. It only lasted about an hour. Really, that was probably the biggest thing that was going on. There wasn't all that big a thing going on. I would say the biggest thing that has went on in the last week was probably the rally downtown. And again, it's people who don't understand why people were there, and then you've got the 300 people who seem to understand why they were there.
Okay, and then you've got all these people. Who is that guy that called in?
I believe that was earlier. I'm Terry Klein, I think.
Okay.
Did you have some...
I just don't care for his comments and stuff. And until you live to have to scrape and stuff, you don't know what it's like, and you don't know everybody's circumstances. Everybody's not a freeloader. Some people can't help the fact that they have to be on assistance. It's not always fair to paint everybody with the same brush and taking away the DEI. I mean, people can't help the way they're born either. And it's just this world is just getting so divisive. It's just hard to cope with it every day.
It's interesting.
Everything is negative. Everybody is so negative and divisive. Nobody wants to pray for the good and pray for the both sides of every issue. Pray for both sides of it, and it's just so mean and evil nowadays. I don't know what's going to happen. But you keep on reporting.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for being out there. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, again. Well, see, it's just that easy. And then I think everybody has an opinion. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to say anything. We're under the 10-minute mark now, closer to the 9-minute mark, but we always enjoy hearing from our callers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, as I was saying earlier, as in the case with the Speaker of the House in Minnesota being gunned down on Saturday, there certainly is a divisiveness in politics right now. And the name-calling and just the anger that people have for each other, I guess, is what shocks me. I don't know. You know, I guess I would not think there would be that much anger out there for people, but I guess there is. I guess there is that much anger. And I don't know what the end result of that is. I don't know how you fix that. And I don't know how we got into it. People have always argued about politics, but boy, oh boy, it seems to be much angrier now. So, here we are. What can you do about it? Phone lines are open. 52 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's an interesting time, to say the least. Now, again, where it all ends up, I have no idea. I just know there are several issues going on. We have the political issues in the world, obviously represented by the protests this past weekend. We have the issues with Ohio State, obviously represented by the documentary last night on HBO, Surviving Ohio State. We have issues locally here with what's been going on at Tri Rivers. Chuck Spielman retiring after 18 years. A lot of stuff going on. But there also is good stuff. We've got to say there's good stuff. Bobby Floyd, Grammy winner, Marion native, at the Palace Theater this coming Saturday, 6:30. Again, you can get your tickets, $35, pre-sale only. by calling the Marion Palace box office, 740-383-2101, 9 to 5, Thursday or Friday. And here we are. So if you've been dying to say something this morning, again, the phone lines are open with about 7 minutes left in the broadcast, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. About 6 minutes left to go if you've had anything that's been on your mind this morning that you would like to say. And again, it could be completely off topic with anything that we have discussed. If you want to talk about gardening, if you want to talk about new things going on in Marion, if you want to talk about anything of that nature, give me a buzz. I would love to talk to you about that as well. It's always good to talk about the good things going on. I think you've got to incorporate the good things, or else we're going to be talking about bad stuff constantly. And that's not fun. Although, you cannot leave the bad stuff out because it is news and there's a lot of stuff there that people want to talk about. You know, I have not really had a chance to look and see what the comments are in regard to the Chuck Spielman situation. Let me take a look here and see what we're getting comment-wise on the Chuck Spielman situation yesterday, printing the resignation letter. Let's see here. Well, some people seem to be compassionate about it, and some people seem to be very unhappy about it, which I guess is where we are in the world, you know? Some people love it, some people don't. But again, this is where we are. Well, you know, it's not to say that everybody has always agreed on everything, because that's certainly not the case. It just seems to be a little more angry when we disagree with each other now. Seems to be a little more sharp-knifed, to say the least. Well, you know, I was also thinking yesterday when we had Rocky in here, you know, so many people have gone through sexual abuse. And what a tough thing to try to overcome. And for these athletes to do this documentary and talk about this. I mean, unbelievable. Just an unbelievable situation in a lot of ways, to be honest. I commend all those athletes who participated and the non-athletes who participated in that documentary last night. And again, if you have the HBO streaming app, Max, you can see it. I believe it's available there now. Surviving Ohio State premiered on HBO last night. Now again, what will the fallout from this be? I don't know. Because as time has shown us, the fallout from this stuff does not seem to be as large as some people would expect it to be. It seems as if a lot of people feel that the fallout would be much larger, that people would be more outraged, they'd be more angry, and I don't know why this story has never... It gets attention for a minute, a few days, and then it just kind of dies down again. And I don't know if that's the cycle of the news media. I don't know if that's because there's so much going on nationally now. I don't know. I don't know if that's why there isn't a whole lot of attention paid to it. But for whatever reason, there's not a whole lot of attention paid to it. It looms, and it continues on. As I said earlier, We see the newspaper articles. Then we see the radio interviews. Then we see the television interviews. Then we see the documentaries. You know, it eventually catches up with you. It doesn't really go away. So I doubt this will go away, but will it have monumental impact? I don't know. I guess we're all going to have to sit here and just see how the days go and see if this has any impact, if OSU responds in any way, if the media stays with it. I don't know if you almost have to shock people into something like this. I don't know. I really don't know. Is anybody calling Congressman Jordan's office this morning? I don't know. Is he still involved in this? I certainly don't think there are good feelings there with the Ohio State story, with a lot of people who wrestled when Jim Jordan was a coach there. So I don't know. I don't know again. We'll see what the fallout will be. We'll see if there's any blame. We'll see if anything happens. But one thing's for sure, we'll be back. The show doesn't go away, and we continue on down the road. Stay tuned to WGH Talk for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs.